Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm
guys, and thank you for listening in to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and guess what? I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening in to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Now, today is, you know, great day. It's nice out. Sunshine, we're looking at the high 80s today. And pretty much no rain. No rain over the next couple of days. Then there's a chance of rain on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Like 20 to 25%. So that's not much of a chance of rain. Okay, that's like unlikely that it will rain those days. But if it does in your area, it'll be short lived. Okay, so maybe prepare for a little bit of rain if you're having some type of outdoor activity. You can prepare for maybe a little rain to come through for just a short period of time, and then you can keep your event going. Okay? So, but it's gonna be a nice weekend for the holiday. Okay, and I hope you guys have a very, very safe holiday. All right. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, as far as these shootings and things that are going on in the United States, and I know they go on in other parts of the world, I'm sure, okay? But these school shootings that people are doing is starting to get weird, okay? And the reason I say they're starting to get weird because why are they starting to choose schools to go and shoot up? When I was growing up, you never, ever heard on the news about someone going into a school and shooting someone or shooting some of the students in the school. Never heard about that stuff. Never heard about it when I was growing up. That was the 70s, late 70s, okay? And you say, you know, that was 35 years ago, Frank. Well, yeah, but I'm starting to roll into my episode for today. Yeah, Frank, that was 35 years ago. You're right. That lets you know that things of this nature weren't happening then, okay? And I'm saying things of this nature wasn't happening then. And so those were the times when I wasn't quite a teenager, but I had brothers and sisters that were teenagers, and they weren't getting into a lot of stuff. My brother got into a little stuff, you know, in school, stuff like that, but nothing major till actually, you know, he got older. But, you know, we didn't do that kind of stuff. We were grounded in the community. There was hardly ever, and I'll tell you, I grew up on the north side of Atlanta, northwest Atlanta, okay, near the I-20, if you guys know what I'm talking about, near the I-20 west going toward Six Flags and the 285. If you think about how 20 runs straight through 285, if you think about that corner right there, that 90-degree angle right there, 45-degree angle right there, at 20 and 285, and think about all that property in that angle. I lived kind of in that area. Okay? So, which wasn't a bad area of, you know, of town at that time. But my community, we grew up together in the community. We knew each other. Played sports with each other on these different ball fields and stuff like that. And we played sports together all while we were growing up. Okay? And very seldom did we get out of the community. Very seldom did we, and I'm not saying seldom like never, but I'm saying very seldom did we get outside of our community. Very seldom did we go, like, let's say to Sandy Springs, or let's say out, you know, even out to Douglasville, or down to Union City, or out Lithonia, you know, Conyers, out that way, or even up in Norcross. We didn't go there, you know, when we were growing up. We may have gone through there, going somewhere on a trip or something, but we didn't go there. But nowadays, teenagers are all over the place. We were grounded in our community. So that leads me into today's episode, which is why moms or families can't control their teenagers. And the reason I titled this the way I did, why moms / families, why moms or families can't control their teenagers, is because I put moms because there are a lot of, I guarantee you that teenagers that are out of control, most of them, not all, so don't send me all your emails, most of them are single moms, okay? So these are teenagers that are out of control, that's what I'm saying. You can't control them. They're on their own agenda, okay? So, you know, that's the reason I titled it moms/families. And then a lot of times families can't control these teenagers that are out of control, that are getting in a lot of trouble, that are headed down the wrong path. And they can be rich or poor or in between. It doesn't matter. I'm just talking about all teenagers who are out of control. And the reason I say that we were in control, we were all being controlled, is because we were grounded in our community. We stayed in our communities. Now, people came from other communities and came through there and different things like that. We went over to other communities, stuff like that, that were close by. But I'm saying we didn't go out to Douglasville. We didn't go to Union City and all these places. Okay? When I started doing that, I was playing sports, so we were going to different recreation centers and playing. But most of that was around town, but every once in a while, we'd go a little further out. But we were grounded in our communities. Now, let's go back to the families. The families, you know, I only had a mom in my home. Because my dad left when I was like 4 years old and didn't see him pretty much again until I got to be a teenager going in high school, okay? And then I saw him from then on pretty much for the rest of his life. So, but he wasn't in the home. So that's the mom side of this thing. I can tell you about that because I experienced that. But I experienced that through a mom that was, she controlled things, right? She went to work every night, and she brought home the paycheck, she brought home the groceries, she took care of the bills, everything. She had four kids to take care of. Now, granted, my grandma and granddad was a big part of my life, or our lives as well, you know. They took care of us a lot, okay? But my mom was the main one. That's who I spent my time with. That's who taught me. That's who disciplined me. It wasn't my dad. But my mom, she didn't play. Okay, when she said something, you get up and you get it done. You know, or if she, you know, if you got in some type of, you know, trouble while you guys were out at the store, she'd let you know, hey, wait till we get home. She wouldn't attack you there. like you've seen some people do in the store with their kids, attack them. And then you see the other people in the store, and their kids are running roughshod. And they can't control them. They're out of control. Why moms and families can't control their teenagers is because they didn't control them as kids. If you had controlled your kid, you would have control as a teenager when they get to be teenagers, because they respect you as a disciplinarian and as their mom or dad. So you got to teach your kids discipline as kids. My mom did not play. So if you got in trouble, she'd get you, okay? And what I mean, she'd give you a whooping, okay? And she used a belt, all right? Or sometimes, you know, she made me go outside and get a switch. And what's, you know, a lot of young people listen to Michelle. Frank, what's a switch? A switch is, you know, you see these bushes outside that grow, right? You go outside to the bush, you tear off a piece of the limb on the bush, and you bring it back, and that's what she used to spank your legs with. Okay? And, you know, if you go and come back with something, you know, she can't get you with, she make you go back and get something that she can get you with. And she gets you. Okay? And so what I'm saying is you got to discipline your kids as kids. That way you'll have control of them when they get to be teenagers. People can't, you can't do it the other way around. You can't let them run out of control as kids and then try to control them as teenagers. It's not going to happen, okay? You got to take control of them as kids. And like I say, when I was growing up in the 70s, we were grounded in the community. We did everything together in the community. We didn't wander so far outside of the community, okay? You see kids from all over the place now. A lot of them driving, you know, everything. Okay? And you see them all over the place. And they're all up in Norcross, all these different places. And they out of control. Also, when we were growing up, like I said, you know, my mom didn't play. She was a disciplinarian. She was a lot of fun. She loved to have a good time. But if you got out of line, she straightened you back up real quick like. So I didn't get out of line. I like to be on her good side. I had a few of those whooping, spankings, whatever you want to call them. I had a few of those. I had my share. Okay, think I got more than my share, actually. But, you know, that's here and there, but that's what happened to me. So when I was growing up as a teenager, I decided not to get into trouble, not to be out of control, because I didn't want the consequences of what would happen at home when I got back home. Because if I was out of control at school, went to the principal's office, in elementary school now, went to the principal's office. Now, we got paddle. I'm just being 100% right here. We got paddled as kids in elementary school when we got into trouble and had to go to the principal's office. Okay? And then they call home, and told my mom what had happened. So what's going to happen next? When you get home from school, she going to be waiting. She had a hot plate of food ready for me. Because like I said, well, my mom worked at night. So when I came home in the afternoon from school, she had cooked, you know, had me something to eat there. So I come home, have me a hot plate of food. I'm sitting down, I'm eating, I'm drinking, I'm eating, I'm drinking, I'm eating, I'm drinking. Then the tables turned. They called me from Anderson Park and told me that you got in trouble. You know, it was calm, you know. Told me that you got in trouble, had to go to the principal's office. What happened? You know what happened was when, you know, you had on them shoes you told me you bought for me. And I was walking down through there, and then, you know, this girl stepped on my shoe, got it dirty. I knew you wouldn't like it if I came home with my dirty shoes dirty. So, I, you know, we got into it. I had to go to the principal's office. That was it. So, you know, after that, she let me eat. She let me finish my food and everything. I'm happy. I'm getting ready to go outside. But, no. I'm in my room. I'm changing, get ready to put on some clothes and go outside. She come in there with that belt. Grab me by my arm. And my mom, my mom wasn't a little person. She was about 5'10", you know, and, you know, not stacked, you know what I'm saying? She well built. And she grabbed me by my arm. I mean, I'm in elementary school. Ain't nothing I can do but hop around. So then it was just waka, 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 waka. That's it. You know? Wait till the tears start. And don't try to be big. I ain't gonna cry. I ain't gonna cry. That's what she waited on, was to cry. Waka, 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 waka. And she talked to you while she's doing it. You ain't gonna do that, don't worry. No. So that's what you gotta do. But nowadays, you can't do that because next thing you know, the kid gonna call somebody and, you know, somebody be showing up at the house trying to see what happened and your kid's out the door. They gonna take your kids. They may get you for some type of child abuse. Y'all with me? That's a problem. You can't discipline your kids. They're out of control. That means if you can't discipline them as kids, they're going to be out of control as teenagers. And they're probably going to get more out of control as they get to be adults. I mean, the hill is steadily going down. They're steadily sliding down the hill. And it's because when they were kids, they weren't disciplined. They weren't controlled. We were controlled. You know, when my mom called us to come in the house, you better be at hearing distance. Y'all with me? You better be able to hear when she calls you in. Because if you come in too late under the radar, you remember that waka, 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 you got to hear it again. And it doesn't get better, guys. But you know, I'm probably not getting through to the young folks that listen to my show because you haven't been through this situation. But our generation before you, we went through that kind of situation. So we can't understand why you guys are out of control. We can't understand why you guys are out of control. Caller from the 404 area code, the first three digits are 863. You're live on the hour with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
What's going on, Frank?
What's going on, bud?
I'm all by myself. It's one part you didn't talk about. Well, you did speak up on briefly. But, you know, like you said, you used to get that whooping in school. And then the teacher called the parent, let them know that they whooped you.
Yeah.
And you got a whooping also when you got home.
Yeah.
But on top of that, you ever had that situation when you got in trouble? After you did your homework, teacher had you write 300 times, I will not get in trouble again. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, 300 times. The premise behind that was that's going to stick with you. I had to write it 300 times. That's in my brain. I will not throw my pencil at whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But,
man, what you talking about? And you couldn't come back in that class and participate until you had finished that.
Right. Right, but you can't do that. You can't do that kind of stuff now, you know?
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff they got away from is why the kids are the way they are now.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yeah, man. Well, all right, partner. I just want to get my lay input, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, bud, try to get together with me over the weekend.
You got it. You got it.
All right. So guys, that's exactly right what the caller was saying. You know, that's exactly what happened as we grew up. And, you know, like I said, now the kids don't, you know, there are no repercussions for some of this stuff. See, my mom didn't come to the school and raise hell with the principal because you said you didn't do that. You know, if my mom had to come to the school, you know, I was going to be trembling all the way home because I knew what was going to happen when I got home because she didn't believe me. She believed the school. She believed the principal. She didn't have any problems with them giving me a paddle or two. Okay, because she wanted control. And that's what you guys, as moms and dads, you got to demand control. You got to demand that these kids go by your rules. And I know you can't discipline them as force, you know, spanking them with belts and stuff like that now, because you'll get in trouble probably. But, you know, you got to demand that they go by your rules. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Thank you, guys. Take care. I'm Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.